From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudan's rival leaders call on their forces to halt the fighting, which threatens to tear apart a fragile peace agreement and unity government. The violence continued Monday in South Sudan's capital, Juba, as we hear from Jason Patinkin.
South Sudanese government troops shelled a United Nations compound in Juba Monday, where nearly 30,000 civilians had taken shelter from the country's war, causing dozens of casualties. Government forces called SPLA and armed opposition called SPLA-IO have fought in the city for the past 4 days. Several hundred people have been killed, including civilians. Much of the fighting Monday was in the Jebel area near a UN base. There was also fighting near the airport, which has been shut down to all flights. Jason Patinkin, Nairobi.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Monday urged the Security Council to impose an arms embargo and targeted sanctions on South Sudan. British Prime Minister David Cameron said he will officially resign on Wednesday, allowing Interior Minister Theresa May to become the country's next leader. May stepped in line to be the next prime minister when her only remaining rival for the post, Energy Minister Andrea Leadsom, withdrew from the race.
I'm delighted that we're not going to have a prolonged Conservative leadership election campaign. I think Andrea Leadsom has made absolutely the right decision to stand aside, and it's clear Theresa May has the overwhelming support of the Conservative parliamentary party.
David Cameron. The North Korean government says it is closing one of its last lines of communication with the United States. It says diplomatic communications through its United Nations office in New York will end in retaliation for U.S. sanctions against leader Kim Jong-un. This is VOA News. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. will send 560 troops to help the Iraqi government retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Carter spoke Monday during a visit to Baghdad.
This contingent will help the Iraqis establish a logistical springboard for their offensive in Mosul, which Prime Minister Abadi reaffirmed to me that he wants to accomplish this year.
He said the additional troops will be sent to support the newly retaken Qayyarah Air Base West, which will serve as a logistics and air hub for the coalition. Officials say the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab Monday took control of the strategic port town of Mirka. Government troops and African Union peacekeepers left the town at dawn, giving Al-Shabaab militants a port on the Somalia coast. It is not clear why African Union troops and the Somali army withdrew. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Russia this week. A State Department spokesman says Kerry will discuss the situations in Syria and Ukraine, as well as tensions between Armenia and Azerbaijan over the Nagorno-Karabakh region. Kerry will travel to Moscow on Thursday after taking part in Bastille Day celebrations in France. Presumptive Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump declared himself the law and order candidate on Monday. Trump held a campaign rally in Virginia Beach, Virginia, that the country has to end hostility toward police and improve life for people in crime-ridden inner cities. Trump is set to become the Republican presidential nominee at the party's national convention next week. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton will be joined by Democratic rival and Senator Bernie Sanders at a campaign rally Tuesday in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. There is widespread speculation that Sanders could endorse Clinton at the rally. Sanders has not said he would endorse her, but told reporters Saturday the two candidates were coming together and to stay tuned. Opposition fighters in northern Syria launched a major offensive Monday against government-controlled areas of Aleppo. The action came just days after government troops seized the only supply road into the opposition sector of the city. Monitors said the rebel operation began at dawn on several fronts. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights later reported 19 troops loyal to President Bashar al-Assad were killed in a single assault in Aleppo's old city. Observatory Chief Rami Abdelrahman told the French news agency that the main assault had been stalled in the face of heavy government aerial bombardments. Monitor said those government air raids killed at least 13 civilians Monday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.